In the world of human development, very few questions are more important than sitting down and asking yourself, if you had 24 hours to live, what would you do? And let's just imagine in that 24 hours, everything's possible. You can do anything you want. You can climb Mount Everest. Time doesn't matter, so you'd say, we just have to eliminate practicality here and say, if I had 24 hours to live, what are the things I'd do? So I've run nearly 3,500 retreats for organizations in the last 40 years. It's a lot of retreats. I have asked this question nearly every retreat I've run to everybody in the audience, in the group. If you had 24 hours to live, what would you do? And I ask them to be frank about it. And some people say, I'd go home, cuddle my kids, and cuddle my partner and tell them all how much I love them, and that'd be it. And I go, wow, that's not a very full dance card. That's not a very full dance card. That is a person who is dying of boredom. If you have not got, and I don't call it a bucket list, because a bucket list is something you empty. I'm talking about a list that keeps growing and growing. What would you love to do? And if you had 24 hours and you could, what would you cram into that 24 hours? Climb Mount Everest, jump off the highest bungee jump in the world, go and invent a cure for asthma, go and make some people happy who are crying, build a hospital. What would you do? And it's a very, very important sort of jigsaw game to play with your brain, because if the answer is go home, cuddle the kids and die, maybe you are actually slow suiciding. Now, Dr. Paul Bragg, one of my heroes, a very, very long time ago, wrote a book called The Miracle of Fasting. In The Miracle of Fasting, he advocates fasting 3 days a month, just cut out food for a while, or 1 day a week, just cut out food for a while. And I get the message really clearly. But he talked for a long time in the beginning of this book, and please don't get confused with his daughter's book, because it's not so great. It's a little bit religiously biased, but the Miracle of Fasting by Dr. Paul Bragg is a great book. But he talks for a long time in the early part of this book about slow suicide. Slow suicide is a physiological practice that people indulge themselves in when they eat the wrong things, drink the wrong things, deliver the thoughts that are going to kill them. They get angry, they hold on to resentment, they're frustrated. These things are deliberate, conscious, self-sabotaging slow suicide. And his antidote, of course, included a day, a week of just cutting out a bit of food, skipping a meal, drinking water instead, and just breaking habit. But I think slow suicide is a consequence of something more important than diet and fasting. I think slow suicide comes when we ask the question, what would I do in the last 24 hours? And all it is cuddle the kids, cuddle a partner. It is a very, very shrunken down proposition, because it lacks inspiration, absolutely, which is what we're standing here talking about today. It lacks vision, which is absolutely part of your personal brand, your vision, your story. It lacks narrative, which means it doesn't value the past that it's taken all this work to get to be you here. And then the only thing you do if you had 24 hours to live, in which you could do anything you want, is to cuddle somebody. It's really a sunken ship. And so I think this topic of if you had 24 hours to live could almost be your vision board. Your vision board, if I had 24 hours to live, I'd rush around doing it. And I would make sure some of those things happen, or if not all. And I would die doing them. And then we ask the question in the workshop, and we ask the question now to you watching this. When is the last 24 hours going to start? So recently you've seen shootings, you've seen stabbings, you've seen news of how easy it is to fall prey to a circumstance you didn't construct. So in other words, we're all vulnerable. I was in New York, sitting in my office watching an airplane fly into a building in 2020 when 3,500 people died, and some of whom jumped out. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible memory to have of this scene. But the randomness of who was there and who wasn't there, it just makes you so appreciate that this last 24 hours can start anytime. And I think to keep filling up your dream board, keep filling up the answer to that question with things that make you smile is really important. I think things that make you smile. If I had 24 hours to live, I'd mow the lawn. Yeah, maybe not. If I had 24 hours to live, I'd rush into Carnegie Hall and sing on stage and get someone to video it and sell the video as a man's last song in the world. Whoa! I'd write a book on how to be a better me. I'd create something, and this storytelling, this narrative of what you would do if you had 24 hours to live is kind of like called a vision quest. What I do with people is I suggest, and I'm going to suggest it to you now, is to sit down with a pen and paper, not a computer, sit down with a pen and paper and just scream away, what would I do if I had 24 hours to live, and make it up. Let your imagination go wild. Let your dreams come out. Let your fantasies be alive. Be crazy, be absurd, be absolutely abundant with what you would do if you had 24 hours to live. If you find yourself scribbling notes and you've done one or two things, really, I strongly suggest you need some help, because you will be committing slow suicide, and there's no need for that. You're a precious human being. You're watching a video. You know you're worth it. You just might not feel entitled to the grandness of your existence yet. Bye for now.